At 403 Boys of Mercy, we promised you basketball conversation.
And we have it now on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. Try Chicago's number one selling frozen pizza today. You can enjoy his work at SheridanHoops.com. Last time we talked, nobody was playing basketball, but now everybody's playing basketball, and a lot of people are writing about it at a website that I follow on Twitter as well. And, Chris, these have been interesting times so far in the NBA. Right now, before we get to some of the actual on-court action, what is the absolute latest on Dwight Howard and his potential whereabouts?
Well, here's the latest on it is still what it's been. And I think what people are missing is the fact that Dwight thought he was going to be traded before the season began, and he thought he was going to be traded to the Nets. And when that didn't happen, and remember, the Nets held off on signing their guys, Chris Humphries and a couple other guys. They had enough cap room and the means to take back Hito Turkoglu's contract along with Dwight. And, you know, that thing was nine steps along a 10-step path and fell apart. And it's really messed up the Orlando locker room, in that everybody in that locker room knows that Dwight's got one foot out the door and he's eventually leaving. And Dwight's upset that he didn't get traded. And Stan Van Gundy's upset that Dwight didn't get traded because he knows that Dwight's going to get traded eventually. So the latest on it is that the Magic are falling apart because of it. After getting off to a 10-3 start, they've lost four in a row now. They scored 56 points in a game last week. They turned into a basket case overnight, which you really rarely see in the NBA. And where is Dwight going to end up is you know, the actual final question. And there's a bunch of things that can happen. The Magic can keep him and take their chances with him in the playoffs because the Eastern Conference is weak, and the Magic are making the playoffs. There's no doubt about it. Number two, they can trade him before the deadline to the Lakers. For Andrew Bynum and probably a little something else, but that doesn't guarantee that Dwight Howard's going to sign long-term with the Lakers. And then number three is in free agency over the summer, Dwight can go to the Brooklyn Nets. They'll then be the Brooklyn Nets, and Darren Williams can re-sign with the Nets, and they'll still have Brook Lopez, and they'll still have Marshawn Brooks, and they'll still have Anthony Morrow, and that's not a bad team to go into a brand-new arena with. And then number four in the real wild card is the Dallas Mavericks, because Mark Cuban is positioned himself to have cap room right now to get a max free agent. If he can move Sean Marion for an expiring contract, he'll have enough room to get two max players, and then he can go after Dwight and Darren. So I think Dwight and Darren are eventually joined at the hip somewhat right now, but I think they're eventually going to be joined. Whether it's in Brooklyn or whether it's in Dallas. And in the meantime, we have to see if this implosion that's coming from the Orlando Magic is going to speed up their timetable on making up their minds on whether they're going to trade Dwight or not. And for the time being, they've decided they're not going to trade him. They're going to take their chances with him this season and see how things play out until the trade deadline on March 15th.
So the Bulls, Chris, are a long shot at best or not anything at all?
I think the Bulls are perfectly constructed as they are, and they don't need to be messing with a guy who's, unless they're guaranteed he's gonna want to stick around there for the rest of his career, then why even bother? But it's not even something that's on their radar. They got the best record in the Eastern Conference right now, and what's on their radar is getting better and staying healthy and getting Dang back and going into the playoffs and getting to the Eastern Conference Finals and getting past that team. It's knocked them off five times in a row now.
Well, it sounds, Chris, like you think similarly to another Sheridan Hoops writer and the longtime veteran scribe Mark Heisler, because he put out his power rankings today. He believes the Bulls are the best team in the NBA. He has them at number one and the Heat second. There are a lot of people in Chicago, and I think I'm included, that even though the Bulls have a better record and have proven to be a terrific regular season team, there's no way they're better than the Heat right now. I mean, there's no way starting a playoff series that I think anybody would possibly pick the Bulls.
Well, the Bulls haven't had a stinker stretch like the Heat had. The Heat went out west and lost three in a row, and LeBron had some difficulties from the line and in the fourth quarter there. You know, similar, it was a prelude to what you saw last Sunday against the Bulls, and then, you know, throw back to what you saw in the finals against the Mavericks. And People have the doubts about LeBron, and they're going to until he finally wins a title. But, you know, that being said, the Heat have won 16 of their other 18 games, and they did have, you know, one bad stretch, and it was a 6-day period. And other than that, they've looked pretty lights out. The Bulls, though, they've been consistent. That game was a toss-up game Sunday. You can't put too much into it. I like the way they fought back in the last couple minutes. I think everybody saw that game, appreciated it for being just a thrilling game to watch all the way down, especially the final minute with all the, you know, the different twists and turns it took from the jump ball to the bad ISO plays by LeBron to the missed free throws by everybody. It was a great game, but it was only one game. And if you're gonna rank the teams, you're not ranking them on one game. You're ranking them on their body of work to date. And I kind of agree with Mark that I still think the Bulls are a better team than the Heat and have a better chance to come out of the Eastern Conference. I've been saying that since the get go this season. They're too deep everywhere, and Miami is not.
Miami's better, but they still have LeBron James. I mean, I think there'll be a lot of people very happy to hear you saying this. I guess I wish I agreed with you, because I still see a team, regardless of that bench, that when it matters, they put LeBron James on Derrick Rose, and Rose can't do anything.
Right, but Derrick could pass the ball to Rip Hamilton this year, which he couldn't do last year, and you saw that in the fourth quarter of every Eastern Conference Finals game last year. Derrick was, number one, gassed, and number two, well-defended in the fourth quarter of each of those games. But Rip Hamilton gives them another guy to throw the ball to, and that's gonna make all the difference for the Bulls this year against the Heat, and that's what's going to allow them to play, you know, what I think will probably be a seven-game series. So, in the meantime, you work as hard as you can to have the home court, because you pretty much know who you're going to play in the Eastern Conference Finals. There's only two really good teams in the East. Atlanta and Philadelphia have nice records, but they're inflated by the competition they're playing in the East. So if the Bulls can finish the regular season with a better record than the Heat, or come back and win the next two and get the tiebreaker, I'm not sure. I think they play four times this year. So it all comes down to, where is that Game 7 going to be played? And if it's played in Miami, yeah, maybe I like the Heat's chances a little better, but I still think the Bulls can beat them down there. And if the game's played in Chicago, I like a team that's too deep at every position. And look, as far as Miami goes with LeBron James, there's only one basketball, okay? And it's either going to be in his hands or it's going to be in Dwayne Wade's hands. And quite honestly, the ball was in LeBron's hands for the entire final minute Sunday, and they had terrible possessions every time. And Dwayne Wade has a much better history of in Miami, a much longer history of having success when the ball's in his hands in the final minute. And I don't know that Coach Spoelstra in a Game 7 is going to put the ball in LeBron James' hands. I think he'd rather put it in Dwayne Wade's hands. And like I said, there's only one ball.
Let me ask you this, and this goes back to early the conversation about Howard before we get back to the Bulls and what they could do. Have you heard, Chris, is there any question, and we were discussing this earlier, about the competitiveness of Dwight Howard? Have you heard that at all, that people wonder, there's some question about that? Do you wonder that?
No, not particularly. I don't see him. I've seen him mail in one game this year, and I think that was on opening night. He looked terrible on opening night, and then he looked focused. And even in this stretch where they've had these terrible losses, that, you know, they lost down in New Orleans of all places. That team stinks by 26. But Dwight has had good games all the way through. So he's playing hard, and if you're playing hard, you're a competitive guy. I think his thing is he gets wants out of Orlando, and the Magic couldn't talk to him all summer, so he had his agent in his ear telling him that he was going to get him out of there, and when that didn't happen, I think Dwight was disappointed, because expectations were created that he was going to move to a different team and play in a bigger market, and I don't question Dwight's competitiveness at all. I question why he doesn't just commit to the Magic for one more year and kind of be on board with it and shut everyone up by saying, you know what, I don't want to be traded anymore. I'm just going to opt out of my contract at the end of the year, and we'll see what happens. Until then, my heart and my mind are 100% with the Magic. And that would go over pretty well in the locker room, and it would calm everything down. But it would be insincere, to be honest with you, because Dwight doesn't want to be there. Dwight wanted to be out of there and still wants to be out of there. And the fact that he's not out of there is hurting the team, but it's not a reflection on his competitiveness. I think it's a reflection on the overall mental psyche of the entire Orlando Magic team.
We're talking with Chris Sheridan of SheridanHoops.com on WSCR The Score. You can follow him on Twitter at SheridanHoops. Now, settle this for you, well, at least weigh in on this. This is something that has been percolating on this show for a little while, and we're divided 2-2 as a show in the answer to this question. You have one game to play right now. You have a choice between Blake Griffin and Kevin Love, and you would choose?
One game to play? You mean you're picking a team and you want to choose, you want me to choose one of those guys?
Yeah, one of those guys for that position. Who do you like and why?
To win one game?
Yep.
Team around.
Win one, just to
well. One game, I'll probably go with Kevin Love because Blake Griffin can be fouled and put on the line where he's a 65% shooter, and Kevin Love is doesn't have that kind of a flaw in his game. Kevin's got a much better all-around game. He shoots threes. He gets double-doubles on the boards every night. He gets more rebounds than Griffin. If I want to build a team, though, I'm taking the guy who can, jump 15 feet high in the air because he's going to take a thing. He's going to fill my building every single night.
Okay, but, so that's a business move, though. That's not a basketball move.
Right. So for the basketball part of it, Kevin Love.
All right.
All right, I'm not accepting that, but that's okay. I am.
I think he's right.
I take it as we let you go, Chris, and see, we've been discussing, because I don't believe either that the Bulls can beat the Heat in the playoff series. That so you would not be in favor of like gutting the Bulls to bring Dwight Howard then, because he doesn't seem to be interested. You didn't have him on your list. That's why I asked if it's remote, if it's long shot, if it doesn't exist at all, because the Bulls have more to offer. I think in terms of actually you'd have to do things, obviously, but the Bulls, when you look at this, I think they have a better package they could put together than the teams that seem to be interested in Dwight Howard.
Well, yeah, they could put together a package centered around Noah and Dang. Mm-hmm. Those would be the two main pieces. But what if Dwight Howard doesn't want to play in Chicago? Then you're not going to trade Noah and Dang for a guy who's going to split in a year. And I think that's the situation. Dwight wants to play in Brooklyn or in Dallas. Dwight doesn't want to play in Chicago. If he's in Brooklyn, he's going to be a much brighter light in a brand new building than he would be in Chicago. And in Dallas, I think the allure of playing with Darren Williams on that team and teaming with Dirk Nowitzki and playing for Mark Cuban and having Mark help him with his marketability and, that appeals to him. I think following in Shaq's footsteps and going from the Magic to the Lakers doesn't necessarily appeal to him because Shaq and Dwight are not the best of pals, but, shall we say. And I think Shaq resents Dwight for taking his nickname, his Superman nickname, and Dwight thinks that's kind of childish. And those guys went at each other pretty hard when they played against each other in the league. So, but look, the Bulls don't need to be looking at what they don't have and saying, can we be better with this guy? You got to play a whole different style of ball with Dwight Howard, and you'd lose two guys that are real smart, good players in a system that's working in Dang and Noah, and you'd probably have to throw something else on top of that.
Sure, yeah.
So I say leave well enough alone. If it ain't broke, don't fix it, and it doesn't need to be fixed. So let Dwight play out his Brooklyn or his Dallas dream, and in the meantime, just keep winning 80% of your games and get ready for the Eastern Conference Finals. It should be a fun June in Chicago.
All right, Chris. Well, when it is, we'll certainly talk to you again probably before then. Thanks.
All right, fellas.
Thanks a lot, Chris.
And thanks again for the plug.
Chris Sheridan, SheridanHoops.com, on Twitter at SheridanHoops.